USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Authorities say the murderer who killed 10 people at a Buffalo supermarket Saturday was live streaming the attack. Live streaming company Twitch confirming that the suspect used its platform to stream a live broadcast during the shooting. Twitch saying it was devastated to hear about the attack and that the user has been indefinitely suspended from their service. The company adding that they removed the video within 2 minutes of it being live streamed. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown says his city is hurting.
You can't imagine something like this kind of horror, this kind of tragedy taking place. 13 people shot in the supermarket, shopping, working.
President Biden set to make his first trip to Asia this week, visiting South Korea and Japan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Former President Trump rallied supporters in Austin, Texas, Saturday as part of his American Freedom Tour ahead of the November midterms. The president touting his policies, meanwhile criticizing the Biden administration.
Call me conservative, call me liberal. I want a border. I want voter ID. I want low taxes. Call me liberal. Call me anything you want.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are calling for an investigation.
GOP lawmakers sent a letter to the House Oversight and Reform Committee and Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Crisis calling for an immediate hearing on the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's COVID policies. Among the issues the Republican officials raised are the CDC's withholding of hospitalization and vaccine data, the agency use of citizens' cell phone data to track compliance, and its collusion with activist teachers' unions.
Katie Lewis reporting from the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The White House has a new top spokesperson. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has some details about the person who's now speaking for the White House.
As the White House announced, the new spokesperson will be Karine Jean-Pierre. It's another example of the White House and its close ties to mainstream media. Jen Psaki will become a broadcaster on MSNBC, and Jean-Pierre is married to a CNN news anchor. Some other information about Jean-Pierre. She worked for radical organization MoveOn.org. She has a history of anti-Israeli radicalism, and she once said Trump wanted to put a whites-only sign on the Statue of Liberty and claimed Trump had been a lifelong racist despite evidence to the contrary.
The Milwaukee Bucks organization is canceling the watch party for Game 7 of the NBA playoffs. The Bucks issuing a statement saying the event that was planned for today was canceled after Friday night's shooting in the Deer District near Fiserv Forum. The entertainment businesses, including bars and restaurants in the Deer District, will remain open. The Milwaukee mayor also issuing a curfew for those under 21 for Saturday and Sunday night, starting at 11 p.m. each night. At least 20 people were wounded in a pair of downtown shootings following Friday night's game. NASCAR drivers making their final preparations at the Kansas Speedway for the Advent Health 400. The green flag drops just after 3 o'clock Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.